I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois is one of seven states facing a propane shortage. Colder temperatures led to increased demand for the gas, particularly in rural areas. John Sullivan is the Illinois Director of Agriculture. He says farmers use it for heating and to reduce the moisture content of their corn.
It's been a wet fall, and this grain is wet, and so it's taken more energy to dry that crop down.
To address this, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration passed a regional emergency declaration. It relaxes some of the rules for transporting propane so that it's easier for drivers to bring the gas to where it's needed. In other news, Illinois officials say 32,000 workers are now saving for retirement thanks to the state's Secure Choice Retirement Plan. Brian Mackey has more.
The law targets industries where companies do not typically offer retirement plans. Any business with more than 25 workers and no retirement plan is required to join. Lenore Borja is with Urban Alternatives, a property management company on the west side of Chicago. She says so far about a third of her colleagues are enrolled,
which is more than what I would have imagined by now. And some of them, it was almost the first time they're even thinking about saving.
By default, employees have 5% of their checks put into individual retirement accounts, though they can increase that amount or opt out. The state treasurer's office says nearly 4,700 businesses have registered, but thousands more could be failing to comply. I'm Brian Mackey.
It's Antibiotic Awareness Week. The Illinois Department of Public Health is reminding people that antibiotics are not always the answer when you're sick. Dr. Ngozi Ezike is the agency's director. She says about 30% of antibiotics prescribed aren't really needed, and that is causing a serious problem. Anytime antibiotics are used, they can cause side effects and lead to antibiotic resistance. Ezike says these drugs are typically used to treat strep throat and urinary tract infections and sometimes bronchitis, plus ear and sinus infections. She says patients should be aware that antibiotics will not help treat colds and flu since those illnesses are caused by a virus. Governor J.B. Pritzker named the recipients of the 2020 Order of Lincoln. It is the state's highest honor for professional achievement and public service. The honorees include Chicago native Mavis Staples, a rhythm and blues and gospel singer and civil rights activist. The recipients will be honored in April at Illinois State University in Normal. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. A pair of Mount Vernon residents is under federal indictment for methamphetamine-related offenses. The U.S. Attorney's Office's 36-year-old Malcolm Brooks and 40-year-old Gary Gilliams, are named in a 7-count indictment. According to the indictment, the two men conspired to distribute 50 grams or more of meth from December of 2018 through April of 2019. The two men are also accused of distributing 5 grams or more of methamphetamine on several occasions. Gilliams is charged separately with distributing 50 grams or more of meth on 2 dates in December of 2018. The indictment further accuses Brooks of possessing, with intent to distribute, 5 grams or more of meth. If they're convicted on the conspiracy charges, Brooks and Gilliam each face 10 years in prison. The other charges carry a statutory penalty of 5 to 40 years behind bars. SIU's football team is in the top 25 in national rankings for the first time since 2014. The Salukis are now tied for 25th in the FCS coaches poll. During his weekly news conference, SIU head coach Nick Hill said his team won't be intimidated to host number one ranked North Dakota State this Saturday.
I don't think that we'll have to do any convincing. There won't be any David versus Goliath or anything. We're a top 25 team for a reason. We're a good football team, and we've got to go out there and once you get in November, you're going to play a lot of good football teams, and this just happens to be the number one team, and we're excited about it.
The Salukis have won 5 straight games. North Dakota State has won 32 straight. Kickoff is 2 o'clock Saturday at Saluki Stadium.